again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, November 6, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Gold is rising exponentially. It's up, what, $13, $14, $15 again today. Ron Paul, congratulations to all you folks out there. He broke a record. I think Mitt Romney was the highest with $3.5 million, and Ron raised $4.2 million yesterday via the Internet. Yay, Ron Paul. Go, Ron Paul. This guy's a contender, ladies and gentlemen. He is a force to be reckoned with, and the only question is, how is mainstream media going to look at that now? Can they keep downplaying him? Can they keep ignoring him? I don't think so. Got a really good guest coming up today, Joel Skousen. For those of you who don't know who he is, I'll tell you a little bit about him after the break. But before I get to my guest, I want to make a quick announcement. Ran across something that looked rather interesting that I wanted to share with you folks. One of our advertisers has a banner up on the website if you want to go into republicbroadcasting.org and take a look. But it is synthetic fuel treatment. And, you know, I've seen these things before, and I never really thought much about them. But these people evidently put their money where their mouth is, because if you order a bottle of this, you don't even pay for it. All you pay for is the shipping and handling, $4.95. You use it for 30 days. It's supposed to raise the fuel efficiency of your vehicle 20%. Try it out. What they're saying is, if you try it out for 30 days, all you have to do is pay the shipping and handling. And believe me, it costs that to ship and handle. Every time I ship one of Randy Weaver's books out, it costs that in the gas and in the postage and in the envelope to send it out. So it's $4.95 shipping and handling. Order a bottle of it, folks. 888-873-7371. Put some in your automobile, check the gas mileage, and see how it works. Try it for 30 days. Fill up, use a tank of gas. See what happens. If you don't like it, send it back and get your money back. These people are so convinced that this works, and evidently they've tested it pretty thoroughly. With these days of rising gas prices, the cost of oil is going up. I think it's what I looked at it today. It's up $2 and some odd cents a barrel today. We're going to have to start looking for some serious alternatives, folks. I'd recommend that you give these people a call. Again, it's SFR, Synthetic Fuel Treatment. The number is 888-873-7371. What do you got to lose? Pay the shipping and handling. Use it for a month. If it doesn't give you the gas mileage increase that you thought it was going to give you, send it back, and they'll send you your shipping and handling back. I think that's a pretty good deal, don't you? At any rate, right after the break, we got Joel Skousen coming up, and when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. I'm excited today, folks. Ron Paul raised $4.2 million. And again, I give you guys congratulations. Because of your donations on the Internet, think about it, on the Internet, folks, the mainstream media has been downplaying this. They have been ignoring him. Okay, they've been saying it's nothing but a bunch of spam artists. Well, I would say they'd have to retract that about now, wouldn't you? Interesting to see how it plays out on mainstream. We'll be back in three with my guest, Joel Skousen. Stick with me.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before I get to my guests, I want to give out his website. It's www.joelskousen.com, and that's S-K-O-U-S-E-N. For those of you who do not know who Joel Skousen is, I'm going to read a little bit about him to you. Joel is a political scientist by training. He's specializing in the philosophy of law and constitutional theory, and he's also a designer of high-security residences and retreats. He's designed self-sufficient and high-security homes throughout North America and has consulted in Central America as well. His latest book is in the field of strategic relocation, The North American Guide to Safe Places, and is active in consulting with persons who need to relocate for security and increased self-sufficiency. He also assists people who need to live near a large city to develop contingency retreat plans involving rural farm or relocation property. Joel was raised in Oregon and later served as a fighter pilot in the U.S. Marine Corps during the Vietnam era, prior to beginning his design firm specializing in high-security residences and retreats. During the 80s, he took a leave of absence to serve as the chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C., and concurrently served in the as an executive editor in the Conservative Digest. He published a newsletter entitled World Affairs Brief, which may, a lot of you may have heard of, and has served as senior editor of Cogitations, a quarterly journal and law of law and government. And you have to give me a second here, folks. My board operator's asking me if I gave her the right contact number, so I've got to type this in again and give it to her. There we go. The World Affairs Brief is now back in publication. It is available for a weekly mail, newsletter, or in a monthly print edition. What interests me about this gentleman is he was a fighter pilot in Vietnam, and he's also a member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth, as is yours truly. But he talks about strategic location, the North American Guide to Safe Places. And as you know, a couple weeks ago I had Ron, the expatriate, come on talking about relocating. And I'm really interested to talk to Joel to find out specifically what's going on, what his expertise is as far as his thoughts on relocation. And also I wanted to get into a little bit about Blackwater and possibly this this Treaty of the Seas. I believe it's called the SALT Treaty. So without any further ado, this man is very educated, very knowledgeable, political scientist, Joel Skousen. Joel, are you with me?
I am. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, sir. I was reading your bio off to the listening audience. It's very impressive, and I noticed that you were a fighter pilot in Vietnam.
That's right, in the Vietnam era.
Did you happen to fly the F-4 Phantom, sir?
That's correct, F-4s and A-4s.
Let's see, were you affiliated in any way, shape, or form with Duke Cunningham?
No, I wasn't. He was a predecessor in the Navy flying, and he was a tremendous ace, did a great deal for the Marine Corps. It's too bad that he let his ego run away from him, and as happens, you know, ego's a problem with fighter pilots oftentimes, and he definitely let his run away, and he finally got caught up with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I had actually seen a documentary on the History Channel about Duke Cunningham in a dogfight that he was having
right.
with a MiG. And
wasn't that amazing?
F-4. What's that?
Wasn't that amazing?
It was absolutely amazing. And I've being a pilot myself, I'm a member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth as well. And you know, I've read up on the F-4, and it, you know, it has its pros and cons, but it's kind of like flying a tank, isn't it?
Well, certainly it doesn't have the kind of weight to power ratio that the modern fighters have, and but if you kept your speed up and you kept that thing very, very high speed, it was a very, very good performer. It was a good all-around attack and fighter aircraft for its day, and just a beautiful airplane. In fact, the easiest airplane I ever flew was an F-4 Phantom. Easiest airplane.
Well, I envy you, sir. I would have loved to have been behind the stick. But unfortunately, I don't have the qualifications to do that. I'm just a strict piston engine, single and multi-engine guy.
Well, that's where
at
I
any
am.
Rate,
that's where I
what's
am
that?
Too now. That's where I am
you still,
too.
are you still flying?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was reading through your bio here, and you're talking about strategic location, and I know that you designed these strategic residences for people. It's interesting. I had a gentleman up on my show a couple of weeks ago that is an expatriate. He has literally moved out of the country along with many other people. And you depict in, I guess, in your website, different places where a person can relocate regarding, you know, the best place to be in case of an emergency. And, you know, as I was looking through it, I thought, you know, this gentleman would be a good guy to talk about with what's going on in this country right now regarding, you know, the police state, Blackwater, and so forth. What is your take on Blackwater, Joel, and where do you see this going?
Well, you know, the more we find out about Blackwater, the more it indicates that this is part of a concerted plan to, in essence, build a... you know, a Gestapo-like secret police that someday will be used to attack Americans. Now, we're not seeing that right now, although they have been introduced to Katrina, and we'll see new and novel employment of Blackwater and other, what we call, you know, paramilitary or mercenary contractors. But this is what I'm seeing is this immunity deal that is being worked on with Blackwater is really something that indicates these people are part of government. This is not really separate from. The latest indication, for example, is that they're running and beginning a new intelligence service, and they're hiring all kinds of ex-CIA intelligence people. Well, I don't care if you're ex-CIA or not. You don't have any more power than I do as a private intelligence expert to get into government, and you can't get in there. So, you know, they're coming up with stuff that indicates they still have access to government. And this is typical of all of these mercenary contractors. You know, if you or I went out and talked to the ATF and said, you know, we want a license to purchase machine guns, mortars, rockets, airplanes, jet fighters, missiles, and all of that because we're going to become a contractor for the government, they'd just laugh in your face. You cannot get those permits unless you're on the inside already.
Right, and Eric Prince was on the inside. He had political affiliations with this particular administration, and in essence, that evidently is how he got in there, correct?
Well, no. You know, his father was a big fundraiser for the Republicans and things. The insider links are deeper than that. You know, you get those links when you go to work for Special Forces, and he was in Special Forces, and that's where you catch the eye of these people. And they start in the higher-ups putting two together, okay, we've got a Special Forces guy, his father's got lots of money, and he's big with the Republican administration. Let's see if he can, if we can bring him in on the black side of government. And you may start them out with, you know, one big lucrative contract, and you'll test these people to see if they're willing to do things totally off the books, off the records, illegal, and you see if they've got a conscience or not. And the people who get the big contracts and keep going are people who do not have a conscience, at least in terms of principles of what's moral and what's not. They're completely subservient to whatever government wants them to do. And so I am not buying the fact that Eric Prince is a fine Christian individual any more than George Bush is. I mean, George Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, and I think is basically using the Christianity thing as a front. But these are wolves in sheep's clothing. I mean, nobody imports, as Blackwater's been importing, silencers into Iraq. What's a guard service using silencers for? You use silencers for assassinations. You see, they're already... You see, that's indicative that they're on the... they're doing dark side operations. And the reason is very clear for that. In the 1980s, the CIA and the FBI and the DEA, many of those had to use regular agents and military people to fly drugs, you know, to Maine, Arkansas, and around the Honduras and Guatemala, where they were running the Iran-Contra thing in trade for drugs, for arms. And a lot of these military people blew the whistle on them. And so you had a lot of whistleblowers that you had to take down, you had to coerce, and they've decided, no, we can't go that route anymore. We've got to have our own professionals, and this is a weeding out process. They're using of developing an excuse to have private military at great expense, and then they're seeing who are the unprincipled types that we can depend on someday, this is my theory, someday to go into America and take down Americans who are, in fact, what will be considered traitors, or because they will, in fact, not go along with government war plans
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because, you know, and I'm sure you're aware, I haven't spoken with you about it, but this, you know, Jane Harman legislation, H.R. 1955, you're familiar with that, Joel, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that shot through Congress. 404 of the of our congressional critters voted for it. It is now in the Senate under S-1959, and George Bush is frothing at the mouth to sign it. I mean, my concern is that these people, this, you know, this Blackwater agency, first of all, they're springing up here in the United States. They've got training facilities in at least three different locations, number one. Number two, we know that they, you know, they have immunity. They're above the law. There was an incident not more than a month ago where they had killed these Iraqi people, and Nouri al-Maliki had stepped forth and says, look, I want these people out of here right now, and we see how much power he had because they turned around, Congress voted or gave them a new contract. So Nouri al-Maliki can't do anything about them. They're training over here in the United States. I have another guest that comes up on my show, Jim Kerwin, who tells me he has spotted these Blackwater people in white vehicles driving around the streets of San Francisco now. Then we've got, you add that to H.R. 1955, which there, you know, is heavily back or, you know, being pushed by the ADL and the AIPAC lobby. You get that bill through, and you've got all these guys that are immunity, you know, granted immunity, that are above the law, that are basically painting targets on the back that of anybody, as George Bush, in a quote that I remember him saying, something to the effect of, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
Well, the ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
American Awakening, coming to you live with from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Joel Skousen. A little technical glitch there. I didn't hear the music coming into the break, so it must be on my end. I turned it up a little bit for the board operator. So, as I was saying, Joel, you know, we've got H.R. 1955, which I'm sure that George Bush is just frothing at the mouth to sign if this gets if it is sitting upon his desk. Then we've got the definition of radicalization and homegrown terror is so broad and expansive that they can basically point a finger at anybody and deem them as an enemy combatant or a homegrown terrorist. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, one of the most troubling cases that came up during the Hamdi case, as well as the it was actually the Padilla case, was the district judge ruling that, in fact, as long as they didn't charge him with a crime, that it was right to hold them indefinitely. You know, this is very interesting because coming into any airport from overseas now, when you're going through an international check with immigration, before you pass that booth, you're not considered on American soil. In other words, you don't have any actual rights. This has happened to several people who are part of the Greenpeace movement, and I'm no fan of Greenpeace as a radical leftist environmentalist group, but nevertheless, These people were detained at Los Angeles Airport outside the booth and told, you know, you have no rights to see an attorney, you have no rights anywhere because you're not American soil, even though they're sitting right there on American soil. They have carved out little niches. And one of those niches, let me go back to the Padilla case where you could be held indefinitely without charge. This is an obvious violation of habeas corpus. Habeas corpus itself was designed specifically, you know, in Latin it means bring forth the body. In other words, bring forth the body before a judge to show cause as the government why you're holding them. Well, if they can hold you indefinitely and not even tell the government that they've got you, just as long as they don't charge you with a crime, that's a real miscarriage of justice. The only legitimate purpose was that was for, you know, a few hours. The courts have allowed the prosecution to get their case together for a few hours before they had to bring the person, but, you know, days and years, saying that as long as they're not charged with the crime, that they're eventually going to charge them, they can continue to hold them indefinitely is incredibly dangerous to our liberty. And this is what we all need to fear, is that through terrorism we are being, you know, set up for indefinite detention and disappear into a black hole. Now, I believe that what's happening in Blackwater, by the way, I think that Blackwater, DynCorp, MPRI, all of these other private military contractors are, in essence, being set up to eventually take over the black side of government. The problem with the CIA, you know, has a white side, legitimate agents doing legitimate CIA work for the interests of the United States, and a dark side doing the illegal stuff, the importation of drugs to finance the black side of government. The FBI has a white side and a dark side. The DEA has a white side that interdicts drugs and a dark side that looks the other way when they come through. What the problem they're having, though, is that agents on the white side keep getting glimpses of activities going on in the dark side and mm-hmm. have to be shut down. And so I think what we're seeing here is the development of a complete private mercenary system whereby we will outsource the dark, black, illegal side of government onto these private military contractors, which are not private at all. They're, in fact, an integral part of a relationship, but there's going to be this wall of immunity because they're not part of government, technically, and therefore the government can't touch them, as they say, and yet they're not subject to American law. And so this is going to be a very serious problem we're going to have to deal with.
So in essence, what you're saying is that ultimately they're working on separating the light and the dark side, giving the dark side immunity, and that solves the problem of the whistleblower, obviously. But getting back for a moment with Jose Padilla, they kept this gentleman for 4.5 years in Guantanamo Bay, and ultimately they did try him and they convicted him, but at that point in time, his mind was basically turned into jelly through torture, through psychotropic drugs, through psychological evaluations and so forth. And, you know, there's so many different directions I can go with this. You know, there's this big issue going on with Mukasey being voted in as the Attorney General.
New Attorney General, yes.
Yeah, the new Attorney General. And, you know, there's this big issue over waterboarding. I mean, yes, Joel, it's very disconcerting to me that in all indications show, and I believe you're totally right, that all indications show that they are setting up a complete shadow enterprise, if you will, that's totally separated from the, you know, light side, to use your words, of the DEA, the CIA, and so forth, the FBI, so they can carry out these covert and sometimes overt operations with immunity, and then you throw in there into the mix H.R. 1955, and you're looking at a selective enforcement where they can point a finger at anybody that they want to, based upon you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And if you do not believe and get in line with their agenda, as dark as it is, then basically they've just, you know, pointed a finger at you and called you a terrorist.
Well, that's right. Now, they can use that selectively for a few individuals, but they can't use that on a widespread basis. What they really need widespread is to change the focus of Americans, and I don't think this will happen until we get another war. That's why my major focus on my website is helping people understand what this globalist agenda is about. It's not about corporate capitalism alone and getting wealthy. It is about worldwide control of both economics and politics. And okay. Anyway, I guess after the break we can carry this on.
Yeah, very good. Let's hold on to that topic, and we'll explore that a little bit when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special and very knowledgeable guest, Joel Skousen. We got much more. See you after the break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my special guest, Joel Skousen. And, Joel, we'll get back to the war issue in just a moment. I got a message here during the break. Are you familiar with HR, or not as HR, I believe it's Resolution 339, where Dennis Kucinich was going to put forth these impeachment, suggestion to impeach Cheney today?
Yes, I know it's been on the offing for some time.
Right. Well, he put it forth today, and one of my listeners called into the network and told him that he's been watching C-SPAN 1. And what is interesting here is that evidently more Democrats do not want to impeach Cheney than Republicans, which just goes to show you that they're – does that surprise you or not?
No, not at all, because it was the Republicans that torpedoed the impeachment of Bill Clinton. It was the Republicans, according to David Skippers, the prosecuting attorney, who said it was a Republican leadership who put the clamps on me and would not let me go after anything other than Monica Lewinsky, you know, which was a dead cause. And so this isn't atypical at all.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't show the listening audience that they're both in lockstep, I don't know what does.
Well, that's it's very, very important to understand that about Mukasey's nomination is in trouble from significant Democrats who really can't go along with his waffling on the torture issue. But who should come out in favor of him? You know, Arlen Specter, who, you know, goes clear back to the cover-up of the JFK assassination. This guy's been an insider for years. You know, Dianne Feinstein, who's supposed to be a radical against the Republic, she's going along with the nomination. This guy's going to be very, very dangerous. More slick, much more slick than Alberto Gonzalez, but very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see much about him. I noticed just a snippet of a clip where they had asked him, they were asking him questions, and he wasn't even answering yes or no. He was just waffling. But that's typical.
That's right. But
Bush's suggestions on appointing anybody, and you can go back through the history of his suggestions for appointments, and they're all of the same ilk. They're all of the same dark side, if you will. Otherwise, they don't even get the suggestion of an appointment. Getting back
well,
to the mortgage,
now just a minute. I think you have to be very careful to realize that, someone like Michael Chertoff is clearly on the dark side. So is Kerik, who he tried to get in, before him. These people who are associated with Giuliani, these people are really on the dark side. But in order to get them through, they have people, like Ken Starr was pulled into to cover up for the death of Vince Foster. And they really like to pick people who are marginally on the dark side, who aren't deep into it, who can be who can more favorably give across the impression that that they're not a wolf in sheep clothing, that they're legitimate. So you take the nomination of Roberts as Supreme Court Justice, and even Justice of when he was put on the Supreme Court, these people who are not directly related to the dark side, but who are people who will do their bidding when they call them up on the telephone. And it's very important to distinguish that not everybody who the Bush administration puts in are direct dark side operators. Some of them are, but they're very careful about putting people who are believable. Now, I think Mukasey is. When you look at his track record and some of the judicial decisions, I mean, he's obviously one of those who they know they can call him on the phone and he can put down a whistleblower and do something totally against the Constitution, despite the fact that generally he will vote with the Constitution and appear to be conservative. And that's one of the things, as I pointed out in this week's World Affairs Brief, they don't like to put their judges that they control in the position of backing government too obviously, too often. They want people to appear conservative as judges and to rule in a conservative manner most of the time, and they will save up their ammunition for covering for the dark side of government to be used very judiciously and very rarely. And Mukasey is one of those type of people.
Fascinating point. But he would be in the position of them knowing that he could be manipulated and/or compromised at some point.
Yeah, it's just like Justice Thomas. Now, Justice Thomas is a conservative justice, but they've got so much dirt on him in terms of his sexual predation and other things that he's done with women. They can turn him anytime they want, just by a telephone call. That's why they spy on every person who's in Congress, every senator, to try to get dirt on them. And when they can't get dirt on people, I mean, like there's people like Orrin Hatch and Senator Bennett from Utah, who are good, faithful Mormons who have been true to their wives, and they can't get that kind of dirt on them. But they have other ways of getting them on. Like they got Robert Bennett to run this company, E.R. Mullins and Associates, a PR company, which was a CIA front. And so he's worked essentially for the CIA as running this front company for so many years. And, they can tacitly threaten him by just saying, look, if you want us to reveal all of the things that your employees did, and, we'll disavow that you were working for us. And, they've got little ways of trapping highly patriotic people into doing things for the government, and then using that against them someday. So this is very sophisticated how you run a conspiracy. It isn't that everybody who's part of it is a knowing part of it. A lot of these people are in there because they're predictable. They're yes man, or they want to get ahead too bad, or people like who are good Christians or Mormons or others, you know, they feel like they're going to advance their church or they're going to advance the cause of Christianity by being in the forefront of government, and they can use that against them. They'll use those advantages anywhere they can find them.
Very sinister people. Fascinating. And you know, that's it's a great point that you make in that regard. And, of course, you know, if you look at it, if you examine the entire picture, you know, that makes total sense that they would do that because, you know, the American people are dumbed down, but they're really not stupid. They're ignorant, but not stupid.
Right.
And, yeah, you put enough of the dark side in front of them, and yes, they will smell it.
And they'll see it. And so you put white guys, you put the good-looking guys, the guys who aren't, you know, you look at Chertoff and you say, boy, there's a dark side individual. You know, but you take a Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney is not on the dark side, but they've got him in a box. You know, they've surrounded him because he wants to be elected too bad. Too badly he wants to be elected, and therefore they can threaten me. Oh, you can't be elected unless you take this position, and we'll give you the advisors to do this and this. He's surrounded by globalists, and that's what they did with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was not a knowing conspirator. They did not intend him to get the Republican nomination, but they coerced him into taking on George Bush and surrounding himself with globalists. He still bucked the trend even when he was president, and that's when they threw an assassination attempt at him. And I'm sure one of those people got to him in the hospital and said, now you see what happens when you buck the system too much. And he was much more compliant after that.
Well, Joel, with all that being said, give me your input on, the Ron Paul situation. I mean, he just raised $4.2 million on the Internet, broke Mitt Romney's record yesterday. And, you know, he's a good guy. I mean, let's face it. He's always voted constitutionally. He has an exemplary record. And so what is your vision for Ron Paul? What do you think this is going?
Well, Ron Paul is, in my estimation, our last great hope to turn this around. And frankly, he is a threat because when you've got money, you can bypass the media blackout. This should be front page news on the media that a second or third tier candidate raised $4.5 million in one day. You know, and that shows a tremendous amount of grassroots support. Fortunately or unfortunately for us on our side, it's my opinion that even at best, if we mustered all of our support in the United States, we wouldn't even exceed 20%. Now, that's my honest judgment. I don't think it's going to be enough, just because I think that the only thing that would be enough is that if conspiracy really was proven and out in the open, it could perhaps break a lot of people into or out of denial into saying throw the rascals out. But you know, one of the interesting things happened in 1992 in Italy is they had this big Mani Puliti scandal, which means clean hand scandal. They've just found that every single political party was taking bribes from the major corporations in Italy, every single one. And this scandal broke, and they decided to throw all the major political parties out, and they did so. Those parties, within 6 months, had reformed under new names and new leaders and were back in power within 6 months. Now, I give that as an example. It's a discouraging example, but we must not underestimate the power of these people to reframe themselves in the reference of sheep when they're still wolves. And unless you have a very savvy group of people who can see through that when the media won't tell them directly. And I worry because so many of our Christian conservatives are so naive, so believing, so hopeful about someone pretending to be a Christian becoming president that they're just too naive about this thing. Now, Ron Paul is a believing Christian. He's not one who wears it on his sleeve. And I think that gives him more political power, frankly, by not, threatening to impose what others view as a Christian dictatorship upon them. But, you know, people have to ask, why is it that the powers that be would allow a, quote, Christian like George Bush to become president and not Ron Paul? They fight him tooth and nail. They don't want him in. It's because he's not controllable. And George Bush makes a good puppet. But the reason George Bush is there is for two reasons, in my opinion. One is that he's a believable puppet who can snooker the conservative Christians into believing they've got a Christian president. And secondary, he doesn't know it, but he's being set up to take the blame for all of this when war comes down around our neck. They're going to, you know, George Bush is going to be the blackest, most unpopular president in the world, and he doesn't realize that he's being set up to take the fall. And that's specifically why they chose him, is because he's only of moderate intelligence. He makes all these faux pas on the air. He can't say, you know, a correct grammatical structured sentence. And but as I say, he's been picked purposely for that purpose. But they don't want people who will think for themselves. And Ron Paul certainly is the most principled person who's got a track record that nobody needs to doubt. But I don't think it's going to be enough.
Well, you know, and on the subject of George Bush, I mean, I watched a video clip of him as governor of Texas 10 years ago, and then I compared it with a clip that I saw of him in a press conference, I don't know, just maybe 6 months ago. And it looks to me, it's not, I don't know that it's really necessarily an intellectual thing. I think it's more, it's almost like a premature dementia or something of that nature in comparing him from his governorship to the presidency. But it's interesting.
No, I think what you're seeing, though, and what you don't realize is that he is on a variety of drugs all the time, uppers and downers, in order to keep him on a stable basis. He is very, very unstable relative to his unpopularity, and he rants and raves about it. And what you're seeing, a lot of that slowness of mind, is because they have to keep him on a steady dose of various different types of mood-altering drugs in order to keep him stable.
Well, that would make sense. You know, it's interesting. I had a caller that was driving through Tennessee in a truck a couple weeks ago, Joel, and I, you know, was on the subject content of George Bush and the fact that there's been over 1 million killed in Iraq since this war began. And this guy was really upset with me. He was one of these Christian rights, you know, the rapture is going to take place, and George Bush is a Bible-thumping Christian, and so forth. And he was just going after me. And evidently, this is, you know, the status quo. There's millions of people out there in the religious right like this that really believe that George Bush is a Bible-thumping Christian. And, you know, from my perception, actions speak louder than words. I don't think for a moment that, you know, Jesus Christ, if he were walking the planet, would order the deaths through war of over 1 million people. So
nobody
I just
be
don't
giving immunity to Blackwater guards who had murdered people in Iraq.
Yeah, I just don't get the disconnect here. I guess it's just a matter of, you know, very clever propaganda, because, you know,
well, it is clever propaganda. Now, the Bible thumping is very important, because every week he has major Christian leaders come to the White House, where he sits down to them and witnesses to them about his relationship with God, and he makes believers out of all of them. They walk away from the White House, you know, going back to their congregations, and that's what's happening behind the scenes. That is, you just have all of these Christian congregations being preached to by these people who've been brought to the White House, and it's very impressive to do that. That's why George Bush has been chosen to be there.
But, Joel, you know, I'm confused here, and I'll tell you why. I mean, you know, it's no secret that this I call it an occupation. It's not a war. It's an occupation. We've been occupying Iraq for the last four and a half years. But we went in there on a lie. It's been proven there were no WMDs. Matter of fact, George Bush made a joke about it at some cocktail party he was having, where he was looking under the podium saying, well, no WMDs here, and everybody was busting out laughing, probably a lot of stockholders and defense contract companies. I don't know. But at any, how do they snow people like this? I mean, you know, the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction, we went in there on a lie. It's not, it's mainstream news. Okay, do people just have short memories? And what's the deal
here?
No.
You have to remember that people don't want to remember or listen to reasons that destabilize them inside. Now, people have Christians have wanted to have one of their own in the White House for so long. They wanted another Ronald Reagan in there. And when they think that they've got them, they will defend it to the very end. And no matter what you present to them, they don't, you know, it destabilizes their whole life to think or to admit that I've been snookered, for one, is a great destabilization to them. To admit that with all of their Christian sensitivity that they couldn't sniff out a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, he isn't actually a wolf in the sense that He isn't running the show. He's more like a puppet in sheep's, a black puppet in sheep's clothing would be the best analogy. I mean, Dick Cheney with his huge staff, you know, we've never had a vice president with the hundreds of people that he has on his staff. He has agents of his vice presidency office in every agency of government, feeding information and dictating to agency leaders how they're going to run their agency. These orders are coming out of Vice President Dick Cheney's office. I mean, you look at Dan Quayle, you know, he had a staff of 12. You know, Dick Cheney has hundreds. Why does he need hundreds? Because he's running government. He is George Bush's handler. Now, they treat George Bush as president. You know, he has an unstable personality, and he would be more unstable if they dictated to him. He doesn't need dictating. He takes, you know, relatively straightforward hints. Now, we need to do this, and we need to do that. I mean, a person like George Bush is very dependent on his advisors, and they like it that way. That's one of the reasons why I don't believe they're going to have Hillary Clinton win the election. But if she gets in, she'll want to run the presidency. And they don't, the powers that be don't tend to want people as president who really think they are president. They want more compliant people.
They don't want people as president who really think they are president. How prophetic is that? Oh, that's amazing. But okay, let me go here with you. I mean, as far as George Bush is concerned, we've got the music. We've got the break coming up here. But when we get back, I got another quick announcement regarding this possible impeachment of Dick Cheney. And I wanted to ask you a question about George Bush and his mindset. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special and very knowledgeable guest, Joel Skousen. We'll be right back. Stick with us. We've got more.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, we're right back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Now, at the top of the hour, I'm going to open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Don't call in till the top of the hour. Another quick announcement. Speaking of the handler here, Joel Skousen, they're voting right now on not tabling the motion for impeachment, and they've got right at this particular moment 211 yays and only 200 nays. So is it a 50-50 shot on this?
Well, I just can't see this going anywhere. I mean, these are protected people, and it's my estimation that 75% of Congress is controlled. They have levers over 75%. They're either part of the conspiracy or they're controlled in some way because of indiscretions or wanting to get reelected in other ways. So I don't think this is going to go anywhere, but it would be good news if it even got out of committee. So we'll see.
Amen to that. Well, listen, back to this question I had. So the handler of whom they're voting on right now as far as going to the impeachment proceedings, are you saying here that you know, all they do basically is they slip George Bush's daily drugs, and really what is going on as far as the dark side and, you know, take 9/11, for example. How much did Bush really know? Okay, we know that, you know, the official story of 9/11, Keene Hamilton Commission, they've even come out and, you know, said themselves in their own book, Without President, that they were being lied to. They called it misstatements. But how much of this did George Bush really know, or was he just drugged and told to sit back and watch what happened?
Well, I know he had to know that this was a government operation, but he certainly didn't do any planning of it any more than Bill and Hillary Clinton didn't plan the demise of their friend Vince Foster, who had set up their secret Swiss bank accounts for them in conjunction with Mark Rich, working through certain Israeli bankers in Switzerland. These people have handlers. These people, the dark side is far precedes George Bush. It goes clear back, you know, before the First World War. I mean, it's been in the previous century, World War One and Two, where they gained greatest powers. But you know, even President Wilson had his handler in Colonel Edwin Mandel House, and Dwight Eisenhower, who people look as a good person, he was another person who was very much severely controlled by the establishment. His handler was his brother, working right there in the White House with him, who was a globalist. And I think Dwight D. Eisenhower was a reluctant globalist, but he certainly went along with them. He did many heinous crimes at the end of World War II, including the willful denial of food and shelter to the millions of German soldiers that he had under his custody, so that we lost over a million of them to exposure. He did that on purpose. And, of course, Operation Keelhaul, where he forcibly took Russian immigrants and other Eastern Bloc immigrants and forced them back into Stalin's hands, where they went back into the concentration camps. Dwight Eisenhower is going to have blood on his hands. And there have been other presidents that have been much more directly controlled by their handlers. Jimmy Carter, for example, was a good person who was a naive person as well, and who was very much controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, his national security advisor, who was his handler. As well as Nixon was controlled by Kissinger. A very good book out now about how much control there really was there and how much Kissinger was fully aware that he ran the show. But every one of these presidents has had their handlers, and but have been more or less compliant.
Well, we're going to come up on the top of the hour break here. Back on Ron Paul, just hypothetically speaking, you know, the outside chance that he were to get into office, what would they do? And now I'll leave you with that thought. You're going to stick with me for a bit here, right, Joel? We're
going to. I really only had an hour outline.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. All right. I'll let you go then. I know you're a busy guy, and I want to appreciate you coming up here today, Joel. Thank you so much for being on my show. It was an enlightening day, and you showed me a few things as well. Thank you again for coming on.
My pleasure. And right. Let me just say that if people check out my website on worldaffairsbrief.com, and they can read a lot more about this.
Very good. Thank you again, Joel. Joel Skousen. Okay. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay with us.